And of course, the reason is because it's Liszt's 200th birth year anniversary, bicentennial. Mm-hmm. For us pianists, a truly remarkable and important event, because Liszt is all of our grandfather. Liszt basically invented who we are, we pianists. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So how do you then decide what is going to be on your program on May 8th?
That's right. I mean, there's a lot of repertoire that Liszt composed, and I didn't try in particular to represent as much differentiation in his compositional styles as possible, but I think I got a pretty good coverage. The one thing I don't have is a Hungarian Rhapsody, but I have a religious work, I have a secular work inspired by literature, Goethe's Faust, or mm-hmm. Lenau's Faust in that case, Mephisto Waltz. I have Consolation, which is kind of a nocturne, kind of a calm piece that he wrote in the year Chopin died, and there's supposed to be a connection. And I play a Petrarca sonnet, which is from his years of pilgrimage. This is another important aspect of his compositions. He was traveling through Europe for 3 years, Switzerland and Italy, and composed pieces inspired by the surroundings and by the literature he read on that trip. Hmm. And Petrarch, a great Renaissance poet who invented, so to speak, the sonnet form, Liszt took a couple of his sonnets and put them to music. And originally, by the way, that's even pianists, not all pianists know that, you know, we play Petrarch sonnets and we're not aware that Liszt actually wrote them originally as songs.
Hmm.
He set the text to music, and originally the Petrarch sonnets by Liszt are for voice and piano. Then he made a transcription by himself for piano solo, and then he modified that first transcription, and what we play now is that last result, you know, the second version of the of the piano version. Yeah,
this is going to be inside First United Methodist Church at Bentonville.
That is right, one block off the square.
You've played in concert halls. You've played everywhere. When you're at the piano, does it matter whether you're in a concert hall?
No, I'm with the music and I'm communicating, and it doesn't matter where. You know, I must say, for a while in town, people ask me, when are you going to play a solo recital here? And I haven't done this for a while. I don't know. I play so much, you know, here in Europe and internationally, and I haven't played myself solo here for a while. And, well, here it is. Miles Fish, who invited me to play, said, why don't you play here? And I said, let's do it.
Are you familiar with the piano there?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. It's a good instrument.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's nice to play in a church, by the way. I mean, I've played in churches before. The acoustic is always very, very good.
They're a building usually built with music in mind.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And the atmosphere is somewhat, to me, it's very pleasant to play in a church. There's a sense of serenity.
When Liszt was playing, when he would play for people, of course, there wasn't television, there wasn't radio, there wasn't anything, so it would be a town event. And here you are, one block off the town square. It's a town event.
Well, hopefully, yes, yeah. Absolutely. I think they have, Bentonville has an event that is called First Friday.
First Friday,
every
First Friday.
And it's right before that. And I think that there's even a thought that I might sort of come out there on First Friday and, you know, present that concert to follow on Sunday. I mean, it's, yes, in a sense, I guess they view it as a town event, and I'm looking forward to this very much.
It's a Sunday night, May 8th.
Yes, 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock, yes. There's a phone number.
Right, 273-2712 for people to call.
That's right.
And it's free.
It is a free concert, yes.
You know,
I look forward to this.
There are going to be people coming that have never heard you before.
Hopefully.
Who may not know who you are.
How about that?
Could just walk in.
Yes.
Yeah?
That happens every now and then. And I get very interesting feedback. Yeah.
Right.
I really look forward to this. This is a very good program. I will be playing this throughout the year. I'll be playing the same list. It's an old list program on Liszt's death day in Bayreuth, where he died, in front of including the Wagner family. I mean, the people who are still alive from the Wagner family. And I have an encore. I can probably say that, even though it's sort of a little bit ahead, that is a funeral march of Wagner, by Wagner, transcribed for piano in sort of the style of Franz Liszt, but by myself.
And we'll hear that as well?
Yes.
Okay.